אתם עם SBS בעברית.
G'day, hello, this is Mark Buto. I live in Olba, which is 10 kilometers east from Tauri. And we've just come through the floods, but fortunately nothing serious except for lakes around the house. My wife and I live on a 5-acre property and just loving it up here. This is the first major flooding we've had. Last year was the bushfires, and before that was the drought. So I don't know what's going to happen for us for next Pesach.
So you've been every Pesach. I mean, the year before you had drought, and then you had the bushfires, and then the floods. How did it impact you?
Basically, the worst so far has been the bushfires, due to the fact that at least one third of our little township is now suffering still from chest and asthmatic complaints, including my wife. We are getting help and medication for it, because the bushfire actually came through the town within 36 hours. It was gone, but unfortunately up north the fires kept going for 6 weeks, and the smoke was blowing into our place and houses, properties, everything for at least 6 weeks, and that of course has had a major impact on us.
Tell us about the floods last week. I mean, it was terrible. If you can describe what you've seen.
The major problem with the flooding is the area where we live is, we're a couple of kilometers from the river and the ocean, but the ocean itself, the beaches have been washed away, thousands and thousands of dollars to reclaim the beaches, and all the flotsam from the creeks and rivers, the trees, bushes, dead cows, unfortunately, and other animals are all floating down and landing on our pristine beaches. It's not a pretty sight. We've also had to rescue half-drowned cattle and get them back onto mainland. But everything now, this is the second day we've had of glorious sunshine, and with a promise that it's not going to come back for a while.
And did you speak to the other farmers in the area, and how did they cope with the loss?
Well, fortunately, being a small township of only 4,500 people, we get to know most people, and we have a very good, strong volunteering group, and we're going around all the time cleaning and helping other people rip up their carpets when they've been destroyed. Cleaning the beaches is another priority, and also the streets, which are filthy. A lot of rubbish on the street being washed away and washed down, but it'll all come back again. Unfortunately, with the floods, it happens very quickly, and then it goes very quickly.
So you say, how long have you been living in the area?
This is our fifth year, and it's been a wonderful challenge. We would never thought of going away from here. We love it so much. And like everywhere else, you have your problems. But it's a lovely community, and we all are in it together, and we all survive, and we all get stronger after each incident.
Mark, you were born in Sydney, and you moved to the country also for your retirement. Is there any Jewish community up there?
At the moment, close to us, no, but we do have contact with the Rav, the Hasidic group in Port Macquarie. We go for festivals. We went for Hanukkah. And there's also quite a large group in Newcastle and Maitland, which is about 2 hours away from us.
What is the name of your town, the little township?
Our little township is called Old Bar, which is the mouth of the Manning River.
Right, and you're 10 kilometers away from Tauri.
That's correct. The people of Tauri have been hit particularly hard because the actual town follows the river. And probably one third of the town and the industrial areas and the actual township are still now underwater. The main bridge for us to get into town off the highway was hit by a shipping container and a large concrete water tank. And as a result, engineers have come in and the bridge is still down, and we hope it will be open within a few weeks again. But at the moment, the bridge is out. So it's very hard for us to get into Tauri. And food supplies in our small supermarket are running down very quick. But eventually it'll all come back to good again.
And how are you going to celebrate Pesach?
Well, we have a choice of either having it in Newcastle or coming back down to Sydney to my family.
Well, Mark, I hope that next Passover you won't have any, not drought or not flood, and enjoy the beautiful location where you are. I'd like to take the opportunity wishing you an Anna Chag Sameach, Pesach Sameach, and thank you for talking to us. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.